We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davya ben Menachem Shemicham Yaakov Bepirchov Siliyo. We are in Kalim. Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Vav. Eitz Hamishamesh Es Hamatech Es Tameh. This is a case where you have a wooden part of a flat kli, and that serves the metal part. So it's flat, but the main part of the kli is metal. So therefore, even though it's flat, it's tameh, it's a mekabel tumah. We have to look at what is the primary part of the kli. Is it wood or is it metal? Since this is metal, and the eitz is only mishamish, only serving the metal, this kli is mekabel tumah, even though it's flat, because metal kli are mekabel tumah when they're flat. But v'hamateches hamishameshes, so eitz tahora. But if you have the reverse, where the main part of the kli is wood, and the metal that you have in the kli is only there serving is secondary. It's only there serving the wood, and the kli is flat, then it's not mekabel tumah, because flat wooden kli are not mekabel tumah. So Ketzad Mishnah says, how do we understand this? What are examples of this phenomenon? Posachas shel eitz v'hapin shela shel mateches afilu achas tameya. You have a key made out of wood, which means the rod of the key itself is wood, but the teeth are metal. So even if one of the teeth is metal, the rest are wood, it's tameh, it's a mekabel tumah, because obviously the key part of the key are the teeth. That's what allows you to open the door. The rod is just a means to hold on to it. But since one of them is metal, all you need is one, it's mekabel tumah. Posacha shel mateches v'hapin shela shel eitz, though, tahora. But if it's the reverse, where the key itself, the rod of the key, is made of metal, and the pin shela, the teeth, are made out of wood, so then tahora, then it's not mekabel tumah, because the primary part of the kli is wood, which are the teeth. Taba shel mateches, another example. You have a ring. The ring is made of metal. The chosam shalosh al almog, and the chosam, its signet, which is used. It's a ring. It's used as an ornament, as adornment. But it's also used to stamp as a signet ring. But we look at the tabas as the primary part of the ring, not the stamp. So even though the chosam is made of almog, and almog has the status of wood, what is almog? So the Baratuna says, corally belas, it's coral. V'hutzomeach v'mitzulos yam v'utchilaso rach kodem shikfa eyu ha'avir. It starts out as soft before it's made solid by the air, and therefore it has the status of wood, even though it's not really wood. It's really limestone when we speak about coral. But then he quotes a pasuk, Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud, Uvemikra, Atzei Almogim, wood of Almogim. So we call it wood, assuming Almog, not everyone agrees, but assuming as most farshim agree that Almog is coral, we give it, the halacha gives it a status of wood, even though it may not really, it's not the substance of wood. From the bed of the sea, of course, but nonetheless, that's what the Mishnah is saying over here. You have people who make a tabas like this. The tabas is made of mateches, and the chosam is almog, which has the status of wood. Doesn't matter. Tameya, even though there's no clay kibble, there's no receptacle, the primary part is tabas, is the ring. But the reverse, tabas shel almog, chosam shel mateches, tahora. But if the ring is made out of coral, and which has the status of wood, and the ring, of course, has no clay kibble, and the stamp is made out of metal, the stamp is secondary, and we view this kli as a wooden kli, not a metal kli, therefore it's tahor, it's not mekabel tumah. Then finally, hashen shabatas, sheba posachas, v'shema mafteach, you're speaking about a tooth of a metal sheet, that you make into a key, the metal tooth of a large key that opens up like a big gate, or let's say the metal tooth of a regular key. Tameya bifnei atzma. We assume, we were discussing when it's part of the wood and what's the primary part of the key. What about alone? So even when they're detached from the rod of the key, nonetheless, since the tooth is able to open up the lock without the key, they have the status of a kli alone, and therefore they are mekabel tumah alone. Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Hakidumin ha'ashkolin. Ashkolin sounds like I come from Ashkelon. What are kidumim? So these are hooks. Says the Bar Tanura, Eitz gadol aroch, very long piece of wood. That's the kidumin part. V'yotzim mimenu inkuloyos elech ve'elech. And you have, on either side, you have metal hooks. V'tolin ba'osan inkuloyos tzlochzio shel mayim ba'avir kadeilin etzananon. And you hang these flasks of water in the air on these hooks, on these metal hooks, to cool them off. So, says the Mishnah, if these kidumim ha'ashkelonim shenishburu, they broke, the unkli shalem kayemes, but the metal hooks are still around, still usable, then mekabel tumah, because Each one, each hook can be used, which means that you have, let's say, this long rod of wood. So it broke into different pieces, but you have a little piece of wood and only one hook now, or several pieces of wood, with each one has one hook. Then mekabel tuma, because the hook is still usable, and therefore the mekabel tuma. Hama'aber, this is a pitchfork made out of wood. Vahamizra, which is a winnowing fork made out of wood. Vahamagov, which is a rake, also wooden rake. Vichein masrake, shel rosh, or a head comb made out of wood. But in all of these cases, there are teeth on them. The head top of the pitchfork, and the winnowing fork, and the rake. And of course, this comb, shenitla achas mishineim asan shel matechas. What does it mean? Oh, it means that it started out as wood. The whole thing was wood. And then you took off one of the teeth, one of the sharp edges, and you put in a new tooth, even one of them, made out of metal. Harela tmeim. The kelim mekabel tuma. Now we know that, of course, the main part of the fork of the teeth, and since one of them is metal, the whole kli, therefore, is mekabel tuma based on that. Val kulon amar Rabbi Yoshua, regarding all of these halachos that we listed here, Rabbi Yoshua had said, Devar chidush. Chidshu Sofrim. The Chachamim, which are known as the Sofrim, this is a novelty. This is a big Chiddush. The Ainli Ma Ashiv. I don't know how to respond, which means if someone would challenge these halachos, I wouldn't be able to defend that. I wouldn't know what to say, because I don't really understand why this should be that we should view, especially in the case where you have one shein, one tooth, the rest of them are wood. One tooth all of a sudden changes the status, so maybe it means I find these halachos very difficult, and Eini Lahashif, I can't respond to them, I can't refute them, because I have difficulty accepting them. On the other hand, I can't refute them. Baruch Tanur says, these really should have been Torah. The pshute kliyetz in it. They are flat wooden kalim. We should shein achash shalmatechas, because of one tooth of metal, no lo nach de lehu tumah, literally shouldn't come down, descend into a status of tumah. But I don't really know how to respond. I wouldn't be able to defend this.